topic, understanding our identity in Christ as soldier. As a soldier of Christ, we must be an expert in warfare, right? Anyone remember the three things we talked about yesterday? Be an expert in warfare. What are the three things we must know? What's that? Yes, know our enemy, right? The first one, know our enemy. Second, know our goals, right? Third one? Yes, know our weapons, right? So being expert in warfare is all about knowing, right? And we know to know things, right? Just like the beginning of wisdom, actually is the beginning of knowledge, right? So in other words, and the fear of the Lord is also the beginning of knowledge. So that's why when we think about knowing things, for us to know things, we must be filled with God Himself. Right? Without being filled with God Himself, there's no way we can know. Right? So that's why being expert in warfare, we must know our enemy, know our goals, and know our weapons. Right? And be filled with the words of God. Why? What are the three reasons why we should be filled with the word of God? Remember? What are the three things why we need to be filled with the Word of God? What's that? Yes, sanctification. So in other words, as Christian soldier, we need to sanctify ourselves, right? So when you guys play video games, right, and then your life about to be over, right? And then you have some special place you go to, you can get some life, right, to make you, you know, have stronger, right? So in spiritually, this is exactly the same thing. In other words, if every day you don't sanctify yourself, it's just like a person who's eating rat poison every day, right? And there's nothing to clean it out. But the minute we sanctify ourselves every day as we go through this life, because everywhere outside is full of doo-doo, right? If it's full of doo-doo, you walk into it, you must be able to have something to clean it. That is the Word of God. Every day we meditate on it, right? We read His Word so His Word can sanctify us. Okay. Second, yes, pierce people's hearts, right? Nowadays, people's hearts are so hardened, just like Pharaoh, right? Even though God sent 9 plagues upon Pharaoh, He still did not want to let the people go. But the last plague was the plague of the death of the firstborn. Even then, after He let them go, He went back and try to kill him again. People's hearts nowadays are like this. So if you and I are not filled with God's word, there's no way we can speak the word and be able to pierce their heart. It's very important, right? So that's why quite often when true seekers come to church and we try to talk to them, you know, most of them say whatever, right? Even though, and some of them say yeah, but they never show up to church again, right? Why? Because their heart is so hardened. I have so many friends, when I first came to know Jesus Christ, they also came to our church. Even though some of them received the Holy Spirit and experienced God, but their heart is so hardened, they don't want to be, you know, to come and continue to study these people's heart. That's why you and I need to be filled with the Word of God so we can pierce their hearts with the Word of God. And the next one, right? Victory over Satan. This is important. If we are soldiers of Christ, if we're not filled with God's word, there's no way we can have victory over Satan. As simple as that, right? So in other words, you and I, as Christian soldiers, we cannot do without the word of God and the spirit of God. These are the two greatest weapons we can have. And we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. What are the three things why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit yesterday? No, when we study something like this, do not just look at your notes, right? You must put in your mind, in your heart. It's very important. You know, that's why in the book of Ecclesiastes, a Song of Solomon, right? The villain man of Israel, right? Where did they have this sword? Where did they have this sword? Remember, they had to guard their Solomon's carriage, right? And they say because of the fear of night, right? So they have sword on where? Where did they have the sword? On their thighs, right? So this means on their thighs, it's the closer to their hands. So they can just, you know, you can see in the Western movies and stuff, right? Those cowboys, right? Even though it's so cool, put the gun back here and stuff, right? But no, you have to put it here, right? It's easy to take it out and shoot. The same thing with sword, right? The reason you put it back here is because it looks much cooler, right? But it's closest to your hands is here, right? So that's why do we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? The three things yesterday, remember? Okay, I guess you guys don't remember. The mass of the sword, right? In other words, a Jedi warrior must carry a lightsaber, and the lightsaber belongs to the Jedi warrior, right? So for us, if we are Christian soldier, we must have the spirit that be able to use the sword correctly. So that's why. I remember one sister, she was taking theology class in her college, right? And at the time, she wrote something on the Book of Romans. And the theologians who teach that class, he'd been teaching for 25 years. And when he read her essay, whatever it was, and it's like, no, this is not in the Bible. That is not in the Bible. That's not in the Bible, right? He'd been teaching for 25 years. But the reason the sister built it right like this is because she has the Spirit of God, just like you and I. So and then the sister went with the professor, right, and go to the Book of Romans, right, and show him everything. And he was completely in shock. And he told her, for 25 years, I've been teaching the Book of Romans, and I never see the things that you put together. Can you imagine that? It's really amazing, right? Why? Because the Spirit of God is inside of us. So always the Spirit of God is the master of the sword. This means the minute we read the Bible, we know exactly what it's supposed to be. And even if we don't, it's a secret belong to God. It's okay. But if God revealed to us, and then we will know. What about the second thing? Why do we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? It gives life to the Word. So in other words, if we're not filled with God's Spirit and we speak the Word of God has no life. Even though it has life within itself. But we need the Spirit. The Spirit will give life to the Word. Just like in the book of Ezekiel. When the dry bones came together, right? With the sinew, the flesh, and the skin. But there's no life inside of it yet. Even though that was the beginning of the hope of, you know, being alive. But God had to tell Ezekiel to prophesy to the four winds. And then after the four winds came into them, then they became alive. So please, take this word of God very seriously. As we're fighting in different battles, and we try to overcome all the different fears in our lives, as we fight against Satan, we must know how to use the word of God and be filled with the Spirit of God. With these two things, you and I can overcome everything. And this is a true saying. Right? And the next one is to search the deep things of God. Search the deep things of God. So in other words, you can see all the battle we study, right? Those who have victory over enemy because they seek the deep things of the Lord. In other words, can you imagine when Joshua fight in the battle of Jericho, right? And pass the whole shield with us, how tall the wall of Jericho was. Right? And it's very strange just to walk around and then the wall will be destroyed. What kind of battle strategy is that, right? It's God's way. The same thing. When David fight against the Philistine, it's so strange. Right? How, you know, God tell him what he needs to do. The same thing with Gideon. All the battles, the way God does things is just very strange. You know, according to the, you know, the strategy of in the battlefield. But it's God's way. God would, you know, overcome anything that he wants to. Just like later on this morning, we'll study the battle in Gedi, right? When you study it, it's also very strange. Before, he said, you know, yes, the enemy is coming. There's so many of them. What you need to do? Stand still. What kind of battle is this, right? Why? Because the Lord will fight for you. It is so wonderful, right? Why? Because when we feel with God's Spirit, when we pray to God, and then the Spirit asserts the deep things of God, then we know exactly how to speak to that person. Now, I remember when I was in Boston, there's only sisters there. Right? I was the only brother there back then, right? And this five, six sisters, they are so shy. I'm talking shy to the point they don't talk, right? So we had evangelism. And we all start to pray, right, 3 months beforehand. And we almost have Bible study, Bible sharing every single night. And during the time of evangelism, we had almost 30 true seekers, I think 25, 26, something like that, true seeker came for evangelism. Can you imagine that? Because during that time, because they are filled with God's word, they are filled with God's Spirit, every time they speak to a person, even on a train, right? One lady came, oh, you're reading the Bible? And sister said, yes. And then said, oh, that's interesting. And she said, oh, do you want to come for service that we have? It's like, okay. That was it. Right? So can you imagine 26 people came and two of them received the Holy Spirit that night, evangelism. Why? Because even they're not eloquent for sure. But open their mouth, God will use the word from their mouth to pierce people's heart. It's so wonderful. Right? It's so wonderful. But we must have faith. And the last thing we're going to study this morning. Be filled with the love of God. Why this is so important, right? We already filled with the Word of God and filled with the Spirit of God. Why now do we need to be filled with the love of God? Why? Why? Sister, what do you think? Why do we need to be filled with the love of God? Okay, love is the most important one. Okay. Okay, people respond to love. Okay. Okay. Can you imagine if you're a soldier, right, and you have no love, right? What would happen? You're all powerful, right? The Word of God with the Spirit of God. Then what do? You have no love. You just go around killing people, right? And it's quite often, we as Christians, we are like this in church. The more we pray, the more we read the Bible, and then we feel we are better than everyone, right? So in meeting and discussion, we always try to overtake the meeting, and you know why? Because the opposite of love actually is pride, right? It's pride. So in other words, if we're not filled with God's love, even though we read a lot, even though we pray a lot, those things will not work. Really, when you look at our brothers and sisters, and you look at the Israelite, quite often they have spiritual pride. They always said, you know, we are the children of Abraham. We are descendants of Abraham. So? Because they feel because they're the descendant and they have privilege, right, for certain things. Right? That's why John the Baptist said, even, you know, God can raise up this rock to become the descendant of Abraham. So don't think that you're something, right? So the same thing, when we read the Bible a lot, when we pray a lot, then we feel we're better than everyone. Why? Because we do not learn, right, to receive the gift of love inside our heart. You know, when I go to the minister workshop, right, and some, you know, senior minister, right, they've been, you know, preaching for 50, 60 years. Can you imagine if you've been preaching 50, 60 years, can you really listen to someone else when they're preaching? It's very difficult, right? Why? Because, I mean, pretty much everything in the Bible, you already study, you already know. But some elder, they would sit right in front, right? I remember one time I was giving a prayer session. An elder, he sit in front and he take notes. I'm like, what notes he going to take that he doesn't know, you understand? But he sit in front and he was taking notes. Then during the prayer session, he's the one that's all the way up there praying. It's so amazing, right? This is the heart of love and humility. So as a young person, when I see an elder just sitting right there, of course, I become very scared, right, you know? But at the same time, you feel so touched. Why? Because when they do this, not only they express their love toward us, but because for him to be there is meaning I'm listening to you, right? You know, and I feel that what you speak can be very important. But he has the heart of humility. So that's why if we, a Christian soldier, if we don't have love inside of us, brothers and sisters, then you pack your bag and go home. It's very true. Because love is the fuel for us to speak the word of God, to pray for our brothers and sisters. If we have no love, there's no fuel inside of us at all. When there's no love, yes, even though in the beginning we can do many mighty things, but we will run out of gas sooner or later because we don't fuel it with love. It's very important. Why? Because love, the first thing it can do for us is to cause growth. Right? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. If any one of us lack love, please pray to God so we can have love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and verse 16. Ephesians, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. 16. From whom the whole body joined and knit together by whatever joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So love cause growth. So if we want to be Christian soldier, we want people to grow in the knowledge and wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want their soul to recognize that Jesus is the Savior. So that's why love, we need to manifest inside our hearts. The minute we can manifest love inside our hearts, and everything we do, especially, you know, preaching the gospel, especially encourage and do counseling with younger brothers and sisters, if we have love, then everything will be good. You know, quite often, of course, this is one thing me as a minister I lack too. I don't have enough love, right? Because sometimes brother and sister call and they want to share their problems, right? And sometimes it's really late at night. And when you pick up the phone, you know it's going to be at least half an hour, right? So even though you're tired and everything and the phone is ringing and you have call ID, right? You know this brother is still calling you. What are you going to do? And you're going to pick it up even though you're tired, right? Of course, you have to pick it up, right? Because they wouldn't call you if something is not important, right? But that takes a lot of love. If we don't have love, there's no way in the middle of the night if someone calls you and they want us to comfort them. Yes, even though you feel God's word, you feel God's spirit. Of course, by default, if you're able to do that, you're filled with love. But also, love is a gift. Some people, even though they pray a lot and read a lot, they just lack of love, right? Instead, they become very puffed up, right? So that's why we must pursue love. This means if we have to, the Bible says pursue love, this means it's not something easy for us to attain. We must go after it. So if we don't have love, every aspect of our servitude toward God, when we clean a bathroom, we have no love, how are we going to clean a bathroom? Very quickly, right? And don't, you know, do anything in the details. We just know, wipe this, wipe that, and then it's finished already. But if a person would love cleaning the bathroom, you walk in there, you can see it is spotless. The same thing when a person cooking in the kitchen. If they cook with love, I'm telling you, the food always tastes better. You know, this one time, this brother and sister were cooking in the kitchen and had an argument, right? Because, you know, this one have to do this, that one have to do this, so they were so frustrated just to argue. That food that afternoon tasted so bad. It's very strange. And normally, every other day, every other week is fine when they're cooking. But that time, because they have some kind of ill will inside their heart, they're arguing this and that, the food came out, right? It was tasteless. And it wasn't even done, right? Why? Because you don't do it with love. You don't care, right? So every aspect of our lives, if we have no love, it will cause nothing to grow, right? Next one. Cover multitude of sin. Right? Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. It's interesting, right? So a lot of Christians, they use this verse to say that, look, love, right? Just like the love of God. He loves us so much. His love will cover multitude of sin. So this means if you and I sin against God, whatever we do, we kill people, commit adultery, commit a fornication, we just pray and ask him to forgive us, and his love will cover a multitude of sin. Is this the way what the Bible said? Is this what talking about love? No, it's not talking about that, right? Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 8. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover multitude of sin. First, this love that cover multitude of sin is a love between brethren. Right? So here, when the Bible says love will cover multitude of sin, what does this mean? This means when you and I have love toward one another, when another brother or sister show their weakness and we can see their weakness toward us because of our love, we will pray for them. Just like, you know, quite often my nieces, you know, they're still very young, right? When they do things, they just aggravate me, right? And, you know, especially, you know, the one who's lazy, right? Because for me, that's just the opposite of me, right? And my wife too, right? My wife and I, you know, yeah, we don't like lazy people, right? And the thing is that when my niece came over, she's just so lazy. Like, how can you be so lazy, right? We even use the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, about the ants and stuff like that. It doesn't work, right? You know? And we study about laziness during our morning Bible study, right? It doesn't work, right? So at first, I was so aggravated. How can you be so lazy? Then God taught me, right? I have a lot of weaknesses too. Then I say to myself, how can I have the same weaknesses every single week? I can't get rid of it, right? And because of this, I have more love toward her, right? So when she's lazy a little bit, I don't feel aggravated anymore, right? I try to show love, right? So that's why when the Pharisee and the scribe took the woman who caught red-handed in adultery, then Jesus said, if you yourself without sin cast the first stone. So that's why when you and I talk about love will cover a multitude of sin, look at ourselves first. When you look at ourselves, then we will know that we also have weaknesses. This is so important. If we know we have weaknesses, then for sure, if our brothers and sisters sin against us, we will have the love that fuels us to forgive them. It's always like this. So that's why, it does, for example, if we are puffed up, we feel if we read a lot and pray a lot, compare yourself to other brothers and sisters who, you know, read and pray a lot. Then we feel like, wow, I see, I don't read a lot and pray a lot, right? You know, in San Jose, there's a lot of rich people. So one of the young couple, actually, they're both of them make a lot of money, right? So one time they got invited to the CEO's house, whatever, right, in a Burlingame in the San Jose Bay Area. And then, of course, you know, our members, they are very humble. Even though they can drive whatever car they have, they drive a Honda, right? So when they pull in front of the CEO's house, they were like almost fainted, right? Because it's like, you know, Ferrari, Testarossa, Lamborghini, right? All the car that people park there, right? Then the house, you know, it's just so huge. Then you walk into the house and you see like their backyard. It's not a backyard, it's a back country. You know, back country in their yard, right? And for them, they're like, oh, even though they, you know, in the beginning, they feel like, you know, they make a lot of money and stuff. But then the CEO, I compare themselves to the CEO. Actually, they make junk, right? They make nothing. So quite often for us, we always love to compare ourselves to other people who's, you know, is not as good as us, right, in every aspect. Don't do that, right? Especially when it comes to our weaknesses. We have plenty of weaknesses. So, you know, just think about how weak we are. Then when we look at other brothers and sisters, this love will be able to cover a multitude of sin. Especially when we are so good with the Word of God, when the Spirit of God filling us, right? So that's why the Jedi warrior, right? If they have no love, right? That's why they have compassion, right? Which guy did he turn and kill all the little Jedis, right? Who were in the training, right? He went there, right, and killed all of them, right? And then Obi-Wan, right? Is it Obi-Wan? The guy trained the other guy. He came in, he couldn't believe it, right? Because you have so much love for the little one, right? So that's what I'm saying. If quite often, if you don't have love to guide us as soldier, we go around killing everyone and killing ourselves, right? I mean, just look at all the history of wars, right? Like the Vietnam War, the Korean War, all those, right? Why so many civilians got killed? Because the soldier just became crazy. They have no love inside of them. So because of this, they can just kill anything without any kind of feelings, right? And just look the World War II, right, with the genocide. Why? Because all the soldiers no longer have love inside of them, right? The last one is the power to continue. Navy soldiers work very hard. And you're going to fight many battles. But if you have love inside of you, this love will give us the fuel to continue on to fight. And that's one thing you can also pray for me, please, right? You know, sometimes, you know, I only been serving God, what, 6 years? And I say, you know, how long, God, you know? Really, it's not easy, right? So that means I need to pray more so God's love can manifest inside my heart. When God's love manifests inside my heart, then I know I will be able to continue. You know, when we had the minister workshop last month, and there's an elder, Elder Chen from Taiwan, right? He's been a pastor since 18 years old. He's been serving God for 56 years. 56 years. That's craziness. Really. Right? It's really amazing, right? It's really amazing. And I'm serving God for 6 years. I'm already like, oh, what is retirement already, you know? But because I need to pray more, right? And ask God to fill my heart with the love, right, from brothers and sisters, right? And also from Him. So that's why. So for us, as Christian soldiers, for sure, that is our identity. Christian soldier, we need to be filled with the Word of God. When we fill with the Word of God, we fill with God Himself. Do you understand? And we fill with the Spirit of God, we fill with God Himself. And we fill with the love of God, we fill with God Himself. How can a soldier of Christ be filled with God? Cannot overcome everything. Of course not. So that's why you and I, we need continually to pray. And I know for your younger generation, it's not easy, right? Because quite often when we come to this kind of event, of course, it's easy for us to pray and to listen to God's word because this is a seminar. But the real battleground is at home. When we go home, what do we spend our most time with? Right? The TV, the video games, the chatting, whatever it is. But of course, all those things we also can do, right? But we must do in moderation. But the things we should not do in moderation is reading the Bible and praying. Every moment, every time we have, we read and we pray. And only then we can truly become Christ's soldier. Now let's come up and pray together.